It's very nice to see you here today.
今天看到大家好高兴。
This is our second Sunday into our new year.
这是我们新年的第二个周日。
I want to particularly welcome our young people here this morning.
我今天特别想要欢迎我们的年轻人跟我们在一起。
You probably aren't as happy to be here as we are to have you.
我们很高兴看到你们，你们可能不太乐意坐在这儿来。
But we are very happy to have you.
但是你们在这里，我们真的是很高兴。
In the Second World War, there was a general, a very famous general.
在第二次世界大战的时候，有一个很著名的将军。
He was in charge of all the army in the Pacific.
就是他是负责太平洋这边的所有的军队是。
She was telling me you know him. Well, that's good. Anyway, he was a very famous general. He was stationed in the Philippines.
他是在菲律宾那边他是负责菲律宾那边事务，他驻扎在菲律宾。
Now the Japanese were very well equipped and all ready a long time before they started the war.
日本当时日本军队装备非常精良，而且他们在大战开始之前很久就已经准备好了。
I really didn't realize how many years they had been planning this.
我甚至都不知道这些日本人为了打这场二次大战预备了多长时间。
They had stockpiled all kinds of things.
他们准备为这场战争准备了很多的军备物资。
So when they went into the Second World War, they were very strong.
所以日本人在参加二战一开始，他们就非常的很就是很难去打败他们。
So as the general and all the army was in the Philippines, a lot of different little islands, the Japanese came and took over.
这个 MacArthur 将军在菲律宾和周围的岛屿在作战的时候，日本人就开始进攻。
And General MacArthur had to leave.
这个 MacArthur 将军得要撤退了。
It was very hard for him.
因为对他来讲，这是很难的一件事。
But when he was leaving, he said to them, "I shall return."
当他离开的时候，他对他们说，我还会回来的。
Now in that was a bit of security for the Philippines and for those people.
对那些菲律宾人来说，这撤退是为了他们自己的安全起见。
He didn't say goodbye. I'm going.
他没跟这些菲律宾人说再见，我走人。
His interest was in those people.
他的兴趣，他的是为了。
And he said, "I will return."
那些本地人，因为这是美国军队要撤退，菲律宾人觉得很不安全。但是马卡萨将军跟他们说，我们会回来的。
It took him 3 years to come back.
他用了三年时间才回来。
But on October the 22nd, 1944, he said, "I have returned."
在1944年的十月二十七日，他马卡萨将军说，我回来了。
You see, Jesus made the same declaration 2,000 years ago.
2,000年前，耶稣基督也是做了同样的宣告。
He said, "I shall come back."
他说我还会回来。
It was when he was returning to heaven, and the angels were there, as the men were looking up, probably gasping to see this phenomenon.
我们知道当时耶稣升天的时候，下面的人可能就是目瞪口呆的看着他升上去，天使接待他。
And the angels said, "What are you looking up here like this? The same Jesus is coming back just like he went."
那天使说他是同样的一个耶稣，他现在回来了。
You said that's been a long time ago, Sister Schwartz.
你说可能这是很久很久之前的事儿。
It may be a fable.
也许这只是一个传说。
Maybe something that the church just uses to keep the people.
那可能是教会用这个传说，只是吸引人能来而已。
No, it's God's word.
不是的，这是神的话。
In fact, in the garden, God promised a son.
实际上在花园里在乐园里神已经预备了就他应许我们要给我们他儿子
And many millennia passed and passed.
就是几千年都过去了。
And some of the very righteous Jews or the Jews kept looking for this Messiah, this son that was to be born.
很多犹太人都在等待这位弥赛亚这位神的儿子降生。
Thousands of years passed.
几千年过去了。
But one night,
有一天晚上
In a little town called Bethlehem.
在一个小城伯利恒。
In the middle of a stable.
在一个马槽，一个马厩里。
That child was born.
我们看到神的儿子降生了。
You see, when God promises,
当神应许一件事
，He fulfills.
他一定会实现。
So He has promised us.
他应许我们。
That He is coming back.
他会再回来。
Now that's an appointment that we can put in our book, but we don't have a date for it.
这就好像一个约定，我们可以把它记在我们的日历里面，但是我们并不知道某一个确切的日子才回来。
I can't tell you that it's going to be in 2014.
我也不能告诉你说是不是它今年2014年它就会来。
But I can't tell you that it won't be in 2014.
我可以告诉你它今年2014年它不会来。
He said no one but the Father knows.
他说谁也不知道，只有父知道这个日期。
And it seems like God has set out a special thing for to know when he will come.
好像神已经知道他什么时候他会回来。
We find that in Revelation.
我们在启示录里已经看到。
He said when the last martyr.
他说当最后一个为神献身的勇士。
You see, God has a tremendous, well, he's got these attributes. He's made up of justice.
神他有很多的特性，他公义就是他一个。
But he's also made up of mercy.
他同时呢，神的慈悲也是他的一个特性。
And his makeup is also love.
爱是神的一个属性。
So you see, we have a God that has promised that his son will return and things will radically change.
神应许我们，他的儿子会再回来，而且一切的事情都会改变了。
He's a God of love and a God of mercy.
但是这个神同时又是充满着爱和慈悲的。
And new generations are born every day.40 years or whatever years it takes for a generation.
一代一代的人都是过40年就有一代人生下来。
New people come.
新的人不断的在生下来。
New babies are born.
我们看到教会里也一样，好多小宝宝就不停的生下来。
And God loves them.
神爱他们所有的一切人。
And so through these generations, God's love and his mercy has been what it's been that's kept this world.
神的爱和慈悲就是让这个世界能够 到今天还在延续的原因。
But there's come a time when it says God's cup of wrath is going to flow over.
但是有一天我们知道神的怒气的杯要淤满，要满。
In other words, he's saying that when there's going to come a particular time in eternity when God is going to be so filled with the hurts and the sins.And the degradations and the horrible things that happen here in this world. The killing of babies, the killing of men, the attitudes of greed, deep greed. It's going to become so full of it that he's going to say, time is ended.
因为神在永恒里有这么一天，神看到这个世界败坏到今天这个样子，我们知道经常是流产会等于是把小宝宝杀掉。我们人类做了犯了这么多的罪，我们把这个世界弄得乌烟瘴气，总有那么一天神会说就够了，时间到了。
So before I get to the good part, I have to tell you the other side of the story.
我跟你们讲这个故事这个好的一部分的时候，我先要跟你们说这故事另一边。
For the word of God said he's going to come with judgment.
神说他这天他会再来，他来的时候要带什么，要带审判。
Now I want you to see this judgment. We'll find it.In Revelations 19, verses 11 through 16.
请大家看启示录十九章十一到十六节。启示录十九章十一到十六节。启示录十九章，我们大家一起来读。启示录十九章十一到十六节。我观看，见天开了。有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道，他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他，有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒杖。
Now you see, when Jesus came the first time, he said, "I have come to save."
耶稣第一次来的时候，他说：“我来是为了拯救。”
He's come to make known what God wants.
他过来是为了想让能够来拯救救赎我们。
The Word of God said he had such compassion he could hardly pass anyone without doing what they needed to be done.
耶稣心里头对人蛮有慈爱怜悯，所以他在街上经过一个人，他都会要满足他们的需要。
He felt such love that he had to go from one town to another to tell them what God, His kingdom has come and what He wants.
他心里充满了对人的爱，所以他一个城市一个城市的到处走来传讲神天国的福音。
Now that was the first time he came.
这是耶稣第一次来的时候是这样做的。
But I want you to notice about the second time.
但是我想让大家知道是他再来的时候
said the heaven shall be open
当时说天开了
and it describes this horseman on a white horse
我们看到说有个人骑在一匹白马上
faithful and true
他被称为诚信真实
so we see how his appearance
我们看到这个出现在白马上的人这个形象
his eyes are like blazing fire
他的眼睛如同火焰
You know, I had a friend.
我有一个朋友。
She took care of children.
她是照顾小孩子。
Now Ruth is one of the best babysitters I've ever seen.
这个朋友叫 Ruth, 她是我见过最好的保姆。
Very loving and very kind.
她非常爱孩子，而且对孩子们都很好。
But Ruth had a way of looking at those children.
但是 Ruth 看孩子的那个眼神啊，她很特别。
That they almost shriveled up.
所以呢，孩子们看到他一盯上去，孩子们都可以有点发抖。
And when Ruth would look at them with those eyes, I remember one time I was there, and she said, "Now I want you to sit there."
我有一次在他的
just a little one
Ruth 的班上，我看到他对一个小孩子说
"Now don't
我要你坐在那儿
Don't get up until Aunt Ruthie tells you."
直到 Ruth 阿姨告诉你起来，你才可以。
Well, Aunt Ruthie and I went on talking and talking and talking, and she forgot him.
然后我就跟 Ruth 一起聊天，我们两个谈呀谈呀谈，就把完全把这事儿给忘了。
But sure enough, there he was.
那个小孩子就一直坐在那儿，
sitting waiting for Aunt Ruthie.
他就等着 Ruth 阿姨告诉他什么时候可以动。
Sort of in a little tiny way reminds me of what it's going to be like when Jesus comes back.
就 Ruth 他就让我想起来一点有一点点像，但耶稣回来的时候是什么样子。
His eyes shall be like a brazen fire.
他的眼睛好像燃烧的火焰。
That means they'll be flashing.
因为眼睛就好像是火焰在喷射。
Kind of eyes that no doubt can pierce right through us.
他的眼光就可以直刺我们。
Who can look at a man who's been covering up for all of their lives and suddenly are open to it all.
我们看到他真是把他自己就展现给我们所有的人。
Out of his mouth comes a sword, a sharp sword, which to strike down the nations.
他的嘴里是有利剑出来。
Then we go on to see, that means that there's going to come a time that Each nation is going to be judged.
他说这个利剑是可以击杀列国，就是每个国家都要被他审判。
And one of the judgments is how they treated his people.
其中的审判之一就是这个国家这个政府怎么样对待自己的人民。
Now you probably didn't know, and I didn't know either, that there is more persecution and killing today than it has been through the centuries.
也许我们都并不知道，实际上在今天这世上受到逼迫、受到打击的人，可能比历史上都要更多。
In Nigeria alone today, they're going in and killing whole churches and all the Christians that they can.
在阿尔及利亚那边，有些教会整个的都人都被杀光，教会都被抹掉了。
And the way the nations have treated the children of God, whether it's Israel or the Christians, He's going to judge them by that.
这些国家对待基督徒的这些方式，神都会都看到，神都会审判。
Now the real thing is, he has come back to be the one that shall tread out the wine press of fury.
他也说到说，他要回来。
Of the wrath of God.
他要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。
I cannot imagine what it is.
我都无法想象这将是什么样的情形。
I read some about it in Revelation. It has quite a few.Very picturesque.
我们在启示录里看到其中被描述的一些画面。
But when I studied Revelation, I found out that the pictures that were given were things that John said, it is like.
我们看到启示录里，因为是约翰写的启示录，他描述的这些画面就是约翰说好像是这样的，好像是这样的。
It was not things that he seemed to be able to describe.
就看起来似乎他也无法去描述这真正的情形是什么样子。
So we see then eyes, we believe that you and I believe that I have never, fury is one thing that really terrorizes me. Fury, fighting, you know, strong fight.
妈咪说跟人争斗他是他不喜欢不大喜欢做的事情。
If you want to win over me, just get mad with me.
所以说你只要跟妈咪啊，妈咪是怕跟人争战争斗的，所以你要想跟妈咪吵架，你只要生气了，妈咪就说 OK。
Even if I'm not guilty, I feel。
妈咪即使是错不在，她也会说好，就这样的。
So fury is not anything to laugh at, my friends.
所以对妈咪来说，如果是就是愤怒这种，对妈咪来说是很大的一件事情。
We see the very processes of nature, how furious they can become.
我们看到这个自然界，要是生气的时候会是
什么样的。The volcano that explodes.
火山喷发。
The hurricanes, the typhoons.
台风、飓风吹过来，这是自然界愤怒的时候的表现。
All of these things that we see, the earthquakes that shake the earth.
我们看到这一地震，有时候全球都震动，这就是自然的愤怒。
And these are actually things that are just natural.
这是实际上只是自然界的一些愤怒的表现。
Things that seem to be happening, maybe because, as the Word of God said, the very creation is groaning under sin.
因为这也许就像圣经上说的，这个所有的这万物的生灵其实都是在罪之中。
You see, it's going to be a day when the sinner, self-righteous sinner, the very bad one, and all in between, won't be able to ignore their condemnation anymore.
也许有这么一天，所有的罪人都要面对惩罚，没有一个人能逃脱。
I saw a very cute little thing on the internet.
有一天我是在互联网上看到一件小事。
There were three little dogs, or three good-sized dogs, really.
有三匹狗，三条狗，都是挺大的狗。
Now the master had left and came back.
就主人离开了又回来了。
And one of the dogs had upset the trash in the garbage can.
就其中一个。
Was all over.
一条狗把这个垃圾桶全都打翻了。
So he went in the other room and he looked at the dogs.And one of them had the lid around his neck. You know how it fits on a trash can and was around his neck.
主人到另一个屋子看到这三条狗，其中一个狗的脖子上套着垃圾桶的盖子。
Now he was standing way back.
那个狗就站着。
The other two were very, you know, they were coming to greet.
那就脖子上套着垃圾桶盖子的那个狗就远远的站着，别的两个狗就跑过来欢迎主人。
So the man said to the first one, "Did you do something? Did you do that?"
所以主人就问
那个狗说。Oh, he just wagged his tail and went around his owner.
主人就问他说你是不是干了什么坏事了那个狗就使劲摇尾巴就跑过来。
And the other one too didn't act a bit condemned. The other dog didn't act a bit condemned.
另外一个狗也显得好像他没做什么任何坏事。
But when he got to that poor other dog, it was a big one.
但是狗看主人看到
这
个狗
真的。He had this thing around his neck.
脖子上套着垃圾桶盖子的那条狗。
And he had his head back.
那个狗就把脑袋低下来好像认罪的一样。
And when the man would talk to him, he'd look around this way, and he'd look around that way.
主人在训那个狗的时候，那个狗就东看看西看看。
It didn't take a rocket scientist to see that that dog was guilty.
所以你不用要什么来精神分析，来看看哪个狗有。
And I want to tell you, when Jesus comes with those blazing eyes and that fury, there's not going to be any of us that's not going to know and sense our guilt.
当耶稣基督眼睛里喷射火焰，他看着我们的时候，我相信没有一个人能够真正的是认为自己无罪。
We won't be able to say, well, I don't believe in him.
我们也不能说我不相信他。
I don't think I'd be judged.
我也不认为我认为我不会受审判。
But then you'll believe in.
但是那时候你就会相信了。
We'll no longer be able to ignore Jesus.
我们在那时候就不能再忽视他的存在。
Another illustration.
另外一个比。
I went to Orlando.
我到 Orlando 去
and I went to that dining place where they have knights and you know their horses. Some of you have been there, and we had dinner there that night.
那天晚上我们是在一个很著名的餐馆吃饭，大家可能都去过，他那儿有一些表演。
So they have a little program with the horses and the knights and you know doing little things that that they do.
他们的有一些表演，可能就是骑士还有那个马的一些表演。
So they were acting out that there was a very very, very mean, very bad knight.
那天我们看到这个故事里，他们表演之中有一个很坏的一个骑士。
And he was doing all kinds of things to the others.
他对别人都在做一些坏事情的时候。
But finally they captured him.
最后这些别的骑士把他给抓住了。
They brought him before the king.
他们把他抓到国王面前。
He had to get off of his horse, or maybe he was off of his horse. But you know what he had to do?
他们把他从马上拉下来。
He had to kneel down before that king.
这个坏的骑士还必须要在国王面前。
And I almost felt like I wanted to have a shouting spell right there. I thought one day we're going to see old Satan that is tormented and had caused this world to be what it is. on his knees before Jesus.
我感觉就好像有一天我们也会看到撒旦就是这样跪在神的面前，跪在基督的面前。
He said, "Every knee shall bow before him."
他说在他面前万膝要跪拜。
We'll no longer be able to say there isn't any Christ.
我们也那时候就不能再说这基督根本不存在了。
So this is what we look forward to when he said, "I will return if you don't belong to him."
我们如果不属于基督的话，我们会想象一下，我们等基督再来的时候，我们所能见到的是什么
？But let's go back to Revelation 19 now, verses 4-10, and let her read to you what it's like for God's children.
我们再看看对神的子民来说，神的再来意味着什么？我们再看启示录的十九章。第刚才那一章四章四第四节到第十节，就是我们刚才读的那前面那部分，我们大家一起来读《启示录》十九章四到十节。那二十四位长老与四活物就俯伏敬拜坐宝座的神，说：“阿门，哈利路亚！”有声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。”我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说：你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说。”这是神真实的话，我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他。他说：“千万不可，我和你，并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证。”
So you see, when he comes back for his church,
主再来为他的教会再来的时候
，for his people,
为他的子民再来的时候
，there's going to be a great celebration.
我们看到我们要大大的庆祝。
He probably couldn't like it to any more greater celebration than a marriage feast.
这个要比较起来，可能只有婚礼的这种庆祝是可以与之相比了。
It's a great, wonderful feast, just like we think of it as when we get married and our children, we set out a feast for them to celebrate the marriage.
这个庆祝，这么盛大的庆祝，可能只有婚宴可以比较。
And one of the first things it looks like he's going to do is celebrate.The coming of his church.
这第一件他要庆祝的事情就是庆祝这教会重来。
How wonderful!
这是多美好的一件事。
You finally come. You're here. The time is here. We're all together. Eternity will begin.
我们就永恒就这样开始了。我们大家都在一起庆
祝。That thrills my heart.
这对我来讲真是太令人激动了。
We'll see then that he has come. It's going to be a reunion day.
我们看到他当他再来的时候，又是一个重新团聚的日子。
You see, I'm old enough now to, I have more people up there than probably I do down here.
我现在年纪很大了，可能我认识的这些朋友之中，在天国的人可能比在地上的人还多呢。
And I'm looking forward to it.
我是在盼望着这一天与他们重聚。
This week I was missing my mother and father.
这星期我特别想念我的爸爸妈妈。
But someday I will see them.
有一天我会再见到他们。
My dear friends.
我亲爱的朋友。
But most of all,To be reunited with Christ.
最重要的是，我将要会和我的主团聚。
I've read His word.
我已经读了他的话语。
I've sensed His spirit.
我也感受到他的灵的存在。
I've felt His love.
我感觉到他的爱。
But then I will see Him face to face.
在那一天，我会和他面对面的。
It will be a rewarding day.
那对我们来讲，那天也会是我们得奖赏的日子。
They tell us there will be great rewards.
这圣经上说，我们在那天会得到奖赏。
Somebody was telling me about their son that said, "Well, going to heaven, there won't be any rewards, you know. But let us let our children know there's going to be great rewards."
有个朋友跟我讲，他儿子说，在天堂也没什么奖赏，但是我想告诉他，我们有很大的奖赏。
I can't tell them there'll be any iPhones.
那边。我想告诉年轻人，天堂里可能没有 iPhone。
And there won't be any iPads.
可能也没有 iPad.
I'm not sure about footballs.
我不太确定是不是有足球可以踢。
But it tells us whatever it is going to be a great reward.
但是圣经告诉我们说，在那里我们会得到极大
的奖赏。It's going to be a full reward. Everything we have done good for God, is going to be rewarded.
但是我们所有为神所做的好事情都会得到奖赏。
He said, if you give a cup of cold water to my prophet,
主说你要是给我的先知一杯冷水
I'm going to reward you.
你就会得你的奖赏。
Prophet's reward.
这个天你就会得到奖赏。
Some of you that are helping and supporting and donating to those who are working for Jesus, you get a part of their reward.
我们的弟兄姐妹，如果你为教会服侍，你为这些宣教士奉献，你做的任何好事，神都纪念，你就会得到奖赏。
Maybe that's not so exciting now, but when we get there, it's going to be very exciting.
我们现在也许听起来好像也没什么好激动人心的，但是那一天我们到了天国，得到奖赏的绝对会是激动人心的。
I just hope, and I don't think we'll feel it.Then, but we probably will wish we had done more.
我想到那时候，我们可能都希望我们在地上的时间能够做得更多。
These rewards will satisfy us.
这些奖赏会让我们心里得满足。
We have to understand. You say, what can it be? Well, you see, what we don't understand is what heaven and eternity with God's going to be like.
我们有时候想我的奖赏是什么呢但是我们要先想想天堂会是什么样子。
All kinds of people write books about it.
我们看到很多人写了很多书来讲天堂。
And right now I'm studying on it so I can talk to our women's group.
我在妈咪跟这个妇女查经组也讲到分享
到她
读的这些书关于天国的一些写法。
That we don't know many details.
我必须承认说我们对于天国了解的细节并不多。
I personally feel.
我个人觉得
It's going to be like it would have been if Adam hadn't sinned.
我自己的想，妈咪的理解是，天堂的应该是就想，好像亚当没有在犯罪之前的这个乐园的情形。
God one time said when they were building Babylon.
我们知道他们在建巴比伦的时候，神。
He said, "Let us go down."
主说让我们到下面去。
Because man can build anything he thinks.
因为人所想到的事，他都造得出来。
That's why we see such what we have today. But what it, will it be when there is a time when nothing is limited? Everything is unlimited. We can have anything of our goods that we want to do. It's just, he said, eyes have never seen and ears have never heard.
What he is doing. 创造力是真的是很大的。所以我们当一天到天堂的时候我们可以想象一下如果我们的创造力是无止境的我们想要的东西那一天都会得到满足
One of the rewards of course is going to be there with Jesus
其中一个奖赏当然是我们可以和主
And man for the first time will behold the face of God
And 我们第一次我们就可以在神面前
And the wonderful thing is we're going to be glorified
而且那一天神就会让我们得荣耀
So when he was talking about the heavenly city he said there'll be no sickness No sorrow, no death.
所以神在讲到天上的圣城的时候，他说在那里没有悲哀，没有眼泪，也没有
evil deeds,
也没有恶行。
So he is basically telling us that when we have this glorified body, sisters, there'll be no pains anymore.
实际上神主是在告诉我们，到那一天我们到
了天国。There'll be no toothaches anymore.
我们被神，我们得到神的荣耀，我们的身体
不再有疾病。There'll be no cancer anymore.
也不会再有癌症，也不会有牙痛。
There'll be no fear anymore.
也不会有恐惧了。
We'll be able to breathe clean air.
没有污染，我们呼吸的空气都是最新鲜的。
We will always feel good.
而且我们会感觉很。
Now I want to get to heaven if that's the only reward I get is always feeling good.
如果能够感觉自我感觉很好的话对妈咪来说只要有这一项奖赏就够了妈咪就愿意到天国去
Because when you get older you wake up and you haven't altogether woken up and not all your bones have woke up and not all your blood's ready to flow
妈咪说当你年纪大的时候你早上起来你自己是起来了可是你骨头可能还没醒呢骨头都到处都痛呢
And then you know what he said
然后你知道
We're going to sit with Jesus to judge the world
我们会跟主坐在一起来审判整个世界。
Now some of you that are so judgmental may not make it, but those of us, but us that really wants to make it with Jesus, someday we'll have to look and say, you know, Lord, that's, yeah, you're right, you did that.
我们以后有一天我们会跟主一起来审判世界。
And then he went on to say, we're going to reign with Christ.
而且他圣经又继续告诉我们说我们会跟主一同来掌权
Now what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
Reigning in the New Testament meant there was a kingdom
在新约里面这个来掌权的意思就是这是有一个国度
And those that ruled was not only the king but as the Bible said we become prince and princesses
不只是国王这个来掌权，而且他的这个他的孩子、他的儿子、他的女儿都是在掌权。
Now you may not have a high office today, or a, you know, be up there in the limelight, but one day you're going to reign with Jesus.
也许今天你并没有一个很高的职位在站在聚光灯下，但是到那一天你跟主一同掌权。
And it's going to be an eternal reign. I can't imagine what that's going to be.
这个掌权将是一个永久的。
It's going to be a day of rejoicing.
那而且那一天跟主团聚的那天也是我们欢庆的日子。
Some of you have had times when it's been very hard to rejoice.
我想我们中间有些人可能经历生活之中
very hard to be happy.
很痛苦的事情，我们很难去欢庆，很难去变得很开心。
But when Jesus comes back,
但是当耶稣再来的时候。
We're going to rejoice.
我们心里会真是一同欢庆。
Because the angels are going to sort of have to come over and fold their wings.
因为天使将把他们的翅膀合起来。
Because they don't know what it was to be redeemed.
因为天使们并不知道被拯救是什么滋味。
We're going to be out, we're delivered from the bondage of corruption of sin.
我们已经挣脱了罪的权势。
So we shall rejoice over the rewards.
我们将为自己的奖赏而欢庆。
And we shall rejoice, and I like this one, for seeing the souls we have helped to win.
而且我们要特别的欢庆，为什么？因为我们为主赢得
了。I'm trusting God. I will see some from mainland China.
我相信主。
From Taiwan.
会让我看到我。
From America.
我在中国大陆，我在台湾，在美国，我们。
They will say it was because that you did this or that that I'm here today.
也许他们会说，因为你跟我讲了主，讲了主的福音，你做了这件事，做了那件事，所以今天我在这儿见到了主。主会为这些事情来奖赏你，你会为此欢庆。
To me, that's something that I look forward to.
对我来讲，我真是盼望每天。
It will be a restoration day because the bondage of corruption and everything is gone from us.
到那天我们自由了，我们所身上的枷锁都脱落了。
We won't have all those evil thoughts.
我们也不会头脑里不会再有邪恶的念头。
We won't have any of those desires.
我们也不会有不应该有的那些。
Our heart will be clean like God.
我们的心就会像主的心一样圣洁。
But that day of the Lord will be a regretful day for some people.
但是到那一天，也对某些人来说，可能是也是让他们觉得后悔的一些日子。
Because he said, "I'm not coming with angels to announce his coming." No, God said, "I'm not coming to as with angels to announce the coming of my son."
他说，因为到那一天
，I did the first time, but not this time.
不会有天使像在地主耶稣刚刚降生的时候，天使宣告说主要降生了。但主再来的时候，谁都不知道，天使不会来宣告他的。
He went on to say, "I'm going to come as a thief."
他说：“我来就好像是晚上的贼到屋子里来一样。”
Now, when the thief comes at night, means that you're not ready.
晚上夜里头有贼来偷你东西，是什么时刻来呢？你不知道。
Or that you slept through it.
所以你可能在睡觉，你可能毫无准备。
So he's coming when we don't expect.
主会在我们完全没有想到的时候来。
Now, Paul tells us a little bit about that.
保罗曾经给我们形容过那个情形。
Paul said that there'll be two people grinding, two women grinding.
保罗说当时会有两个妇女在推磨。
And one shall be gone.
有一个人就被提了。
Two people in the field, one shall be gone.
两个人在地里头干活呢，其中一个人被提。
In other words, we may be at our job, sitting at our seat, and suddenly we're gone.
很有可能的就是我们正在那上班。
Someone turns around and speaks to us, and we're not there.
有人回头跟你讲话，发现你。
What has happened?He said, "I'm coming as a thief in the night. You're not going to expect me."
他说我来就好像夜里的贼来一样，你根本不知道什么时候我会来。
But we see that we shall be restored, the sheep and the goats.
但是我们看到山羊跟绵羊要被分开。
It shall be the time when the unsaved will get their reward.
我们看到这些没有得救的人也会将得到他们的奖赏。
All those things that ungodly people have said and done about the children of God and about God.
这些不敬虔的人对于主的儿女所做的事情，他们也都要为此有交代。
The judgment will be heavy.
这些神的审判将是重的。
We see that it will be a rejoicing day because the angels then when we get there will sing. It says it's like rivers. It's like a river and just an explosive thing of what we've read. When we get there,
圣经上说，当我们到那儿的时候，我们会看到 这个欢庆的日子，天使的声音就好像是重水的声音，大雷的声音一样。
But when Jesus comes back, it's going to be a revealing day.
耶稣再来的时候，也将是一个重新把很多事情得到彰显的日子。
Things that we have hidden.
那些以前被掩藏的。
Things that we harbor in our hearts.
我们在心里头埋藏的一些事情。
Things that we have just corrupted ourselves with.
那些毁坏我们的心的一些事情。
And we feel hardly anybody knows it, or no one will know this.
我们想没有人知道我心里最隐秘的东西。
It will be revealed that day.
但是到那一天，一切都要被揭露出来。
Now, how do you say, how can that happen? Listen, we have all eternity to listen to the court trials.
我们整个永恒的时间，我们都是可以都会在听主的审判。
You're not going to say, well, I've got to go phone someone. No.
你不能说到时候我要跟某某打个电话。
Or these are too long. No, we'll be there until it's all done.
这个审判将是永久的，所以神有足够的时间来揭露我们内心的真实的东西。
Now the word of God says, let us look for his coming.
我们的圣经上说，让我们盼望他主的再来。
This has been the cry of many people through the years. Lord Jesus, come quick.
世世代代以来，多少圣徒都在喊主啊，求你再来。
I'm sure during the first, second world war, that there were those who were crying out, "Oh Lord, come quickly."
我相信在第一次世界大战、第二次世界大战期间，肯定有多少人都在呼喊主啊，求你再来。
Sometimes in our own personal life, we feel like, "Lord, come quickly."
有时候甚至在我们个人的这些自己所遇到的一些挑战的时候，我们也会喊主啊，你求你再来。
I had a dear friend.She was much older than I, but she was a good friend to me.
我有一个很好的朋友，她年纪比我大。
In her young life, she had been married.
她年轻的时候曾经结过婚。
And then her husband, I believe, was unfaithful, and then he divorced her.
我相信她先生对她不忠，所以他们离婚了。
You know, back then, those times, divorce was rare.
在那种时候，因为她年轻的时候，很多年以前，离婚是很少见的事情。
And it was something of a shame.
所以在那种时候大家离婚觉得很丢人。
And then of course the emptiness of the heart to have a love and a part of you be torn apart. It's difficult.
对他来讲
It's hard.
等于是心里头有一部分就被剥出去了他觉得很
难过。She said I was having a very difficult time.
他说刚刚离婚他心里头非常难过那段日子都很难过。
She said when I got up in the morning though I began to do this.
他说当我每天早上醒来的时候我就这样做。
She would say now Lord I can make it till lunchtime.So if you come before lunch, I can make it until then.
他那时候每天早上的祷告就是主啊，他说我今天靠我自己能够撑到中午。如果你在中午之前就能来的话，我就能撑下去了。
So when the lunch comes, she would say, "Lord, now if you come now, I can make it until the bedtime."
他到中午吃饭的时候，他就说主啊，如果你现在来的话，我就。
And she said, "I went through that period of my life looking for the coming of the Lord."
所以他说我那段时间支撑我活下去的力量就是主会再来。
But do you know what?
但是你知道吗?
I want to read something to you in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 6th and 8th verse.
我想跟大家要读的是提摩太后书第二章。
It's Paul's ending, what shall I say? It's his own epitaph.
提摩太后书第二章四到八节，这是。
And this is what Paul.
这是保罗所写的。
This is what Paul told his spiritual son.
这是保罗对他的属灵的儿子提摩太说的这段话，四到八节，第二章四到八节。
Let's read it, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's chapter two, right? 第四章。
Second Timothy, fourth chapter.
这是第四章，提摩太后书第四章的四到八节。
I think maybe they've got the wrong one too.
六到八节 ，sorry。他说我现在被交奠。
Second Timothy 4:6-8.
Yeah. 提摩太后书。第四章六到八节，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Okay, Paul saying here, I've done my best.
保罗说我已经做了我能做的一切。
I want you to notice, he said, I've fought the good fight of faith.
他说我那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Paul saw miracles.
保罗见到神迹发
生。Saw God's word being fulfilled.
他看到神的这话语得到应验。
And yet he had to fight that fight of faith just like we do.
但是保罗也跟我们一样，他仍然要为他主的为他的信仰打那美好的仗。
So then we see that this is what he has told us that But he said, laid up for me is a crown of righteousness.
保罗说从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said, and for those who are loving his appearance, there is a crown.
他说不但赐给我也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So for all of us that's looking for him and waiting for him,
所以对于所有盼望他再来的人
and living for him,
为他而活的人
he said, I have a crown for you.
主说我会你为你存留一个冠冕。
And so we see then, this is the type of thing he's trying to tell us. Let us look for his coming.
所以保罗想要让我们知道的就是我们要应该盼望主的再来。
Some of us wait for Christmas, for a birthday, for a nice vacation. We wait for this, but all that we can have something in our heart that waits for the coming of Jesus.
妈咪说我们经常会盼望圣诞节，盼望生日，盼望有礼，收到礼物的日子，但是我们要盼望主的再来。
But the thing he really tells us is, be ready.
实际上保罗的意思告诉我们
When I come, be ready.
主也是希望我们能够准备好
Be born again of the Spirit.
而且在灵里面得到重生
Have your sins forgiven.
让我们的罪得赦免
Growing in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的慈悲里面成长
Be patient, I'll be there.
而且要有耐心因为主会再来
And a crown of glory awaits all of us.
有公义的冠冕为我们所有的人都留存
And then, as he said in Ephesians, we are going to inherit all that Jesus has.
他在以弗所书里又提到，我们将要继承的就是耶稣所基督所有的一切，我们都会继承到。
I cannot imagine.
我都没法想象那将是多少。
What it will be like to inherit all that Jesus has.
我都无法想象我们要继承耶稣所有的一切将是什么样的情形。
Do you sort of see what that means? That means that as Jesus is a son of God, You and I are sons and daughters of God.
你理解他这是什么意思吗？因为耶稣是神的儿子，那我们所有的人，我们信他的都将是神的儿子。
That's how much we'll be a part of it.
我们真的就将是神的儿女。
So as we do this, then we need to become ready by being diligent.
我们要想准备好自己，还应该怎么样？我们要努力。
Keep your love alive.
而且要让我们的爱能够时时长期。
Now, what does that mean, you say?
你说那是什么意思呢？
Now, how do you keep the human love aglow and afire?
我们怎么样让我们人的爱能够长保新鲜呢？
Many a man who's had to go away and work never came back.
你知道很多男人家去上班去了，然后他可能就不再回来了。
They found another woman.
他们找到另一个女人，就抛弃这个家了。
They were gone.
他们就这么消失了。
And you see, distance doesn't really stir love all the time. Maybe young love, but not regular love.
我们也知道，长距离的这种爱是很难保持新鲜的。
Until you can get so used to being without your husband and wife that you've almost become strangers.
也许你要是长距离、长久的分开，可能你都觉得你的先生或者你的太太。
But how do you keep love alive? You keep it alive by being close. We call it intimacy. Having that intimacy with God. If I have a young man, as one young girl was going across the United States to meet him, she had a little box with all of his love letters in it. And all the way across the continent, she was reading his love letters.
年轻的姑娘要跨过整个美洲大陆去见她的爱人。
By the time
她所有的写给她写的情书，在路上不停的在读。
By the time her heart met him, it was a glow.
当她见到她的，终于见到她的爱人的时
候，So you see, that's why as we read God's words,
当我们在读主的话的时候。
And as the Spirit brings it to us, it's a warmth that draws us closer to God.
我们的心就跟主越来越近。
And as we pray and talk to Him,
我们祷告，我们跟神说话的时候
，Thank God there won't be any texting there.
我们感谢主，因为我们跟主之间可以不用来发这个短信。
We're becoming a cold world.
我们可以直接跟主对话，不用去发个短信。
Instead of getting up and saying hello, how you doing? We text and say good morning.
我们不是跟主说主啊您怎么样我们就是写个信说早上好
But it won't be like that, I hope
妈咪说希望跟我们跟主之间的关系不是这样的
Be diligent to win the lost
我们必须要努力去赢得那些失
丧的灵魂 To tell someone about Jesus
要告诉分享我跟别人分享福音
To live before them
要跟他们在他们面前做个美好的
见证。To care enough about their souls to pray for them.
要关心他们的灵魂是否得救，要为他们祷告。
Then let's be sure we leave here today ready to do something to be more ready for Jesus.
我们在今天的日子，我们必须要准备好，预备好自己。
But on the other hand, if we're not keeping our love and not keeping close to Him, the last thing we want to do is to be found asleep on the job.
我们另一件事情就是，如果我们不能让自己的爱长保心间。
This is what happened to the five foolish virgins in the Bible.
我们要必须保证，我们不能在主来的时候我们睡着了。
They didn't bring enough oil.
我们记得那个比喻吗？就是五个童女的比喻。
But they didn't care enough to go get any.
这五个童女在那个灯里没有足够的
油。And they fell asleep, and the bridegroom came and.
他们灯没有准备足够的油，而且他们就睡着了。所以当新郎来的时候，他们睡着了，没有预备好。
Don't be caught off guard. Don't be surprised.
我们不要这么做，不要等主再来的时候，我们大吃一惊。
So that means we need to be alert.
我们必须要警觉。
One thing, we watch his signs of his coming.
我们要警醒，要能够看到主要来的记号。
And as you study about them and read about them, you begin to look at them and think, is this the Bible or the newspaper?
我们要去看主要来的记号，我们看到底要去观察，要是看看是说这是圣经上说的还是。
We can see those things just like they're here today. Those coming.
因为主在圣经上提到说主来之前会有一些事情发生，
so、be alert.
我们要看看说这我们看的是圣经，我们还是在读今天的报纸。所以我们必须要警醒。
So as John said, for John was the one who saw this.
因为约翰是看到这个启示录的作者，约翰他是看到这一切。
What did he say? Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
约翰怎么说主？他约翰说主啊，我求你快来。
John had tiny taste of it.
约翰曾经尝到主再来的滋味。
And truly, when we as we look forward to it, and there's something in us that says, "Oh God, I want to be ready."
I
want to keep my eyes open. I want to keep my love on fire. There's a song that goes something like this. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. When we praise the Savior for the call we had, we're going to be glad. When we see the souls we have helped to win, those we led from the path of sin,
我们把他们从最终拯救，让他们走到耶稣面前。
With a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on.
那天主会说欢迎你们，我们会就像基督的精兵一样往前走。
Let us pray.
所以我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, dear, we recognize that you're coming back.
亲爱的主，我们知道你会再来。
Your word says it.
你的话语是这样说的。
The signs you gave us is coming to pass.
你给我们的记号也一样一样都在显现。
There's a longing in the hearts of your children.
你的子民们的心里也有这样的盼望。
We're asking you to take this message through the Holy Spirit to the hearts of those who don't believe today.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵能够把今天的信息能够带到那些还没有相信你的人心里。
Lord, we're so glad that faith is going to be sight someday.That what we believe is going to come real someday.
主啊，我们真高兴，因为我们的信念，我们所信仰的，有一天会成为真实，是我们能够亲眼所见的。
So I pray, Father, that you will bless our people.
主啊，求你祝福。
Many of them are looking for your coming.
我们中间的多少人都在盼望你。
Encourage their hearts.
能够鼓舞他们的心。
Take away any fears of the future.
带走他们心里对未来的恐惧。
And help us to trust in you.
帮助我们来信靠你。
For those that don't know you, may their heart hunger to know you.
那些还不认识你的求主，让他们心里有这样的渴慕来认识你。
We can never make anyone a Christian, but all it takes your blood, Jesus. It takes your forgiveness.
主啊，我们无法让任何人成为基督徒，只有你的宝血能够拯救。
Bless our people today, we pray.
保守你的子民，保守我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。